Just bring your first weekend.
Right.
Just bring your first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just bring your first. That's what I saw. I was thinking that here. Last broke feet. And I said, well, God needs to start to work on that.
Thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Say, Lord, come on in.
been a while. Amen. And we'll come and we'll have a fellowship and a worship with him. And so Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul under vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence. Keep silence. Keep silent. Keep silent before him. Amen. I'm going to ask Reverend Mindy if she would come at this time and lead us in prayer.
Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come today with grateful hearts. We come with praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for mercy and grace, O God, that gave us one more day that we would be able to praise you. One more communion Sunday, O God, that we thank you for. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because truly you've been mighty good unto us. And Father God, we thank you because justice didn't have its way. But if it had, Father God, none of us would be here today. So we thank you, Father. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as you look on our hearts this morning, oh God, that if you see anything that's not pleasing, I pray, Father, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then, Father God, I pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God, that you will just engulf every heart, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, that you will strengthen us through your power, oh God.
Yes.
Strengthen us in your love and in your grace and your mercy, oh God. And Father God, I pray that through the preach word today, oh God, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Oh, Father God, I pray this morning for Pastor Kayson.
Yes.
I pray, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen him. Continue to build him up, Father God.
Yes.
And then, Father God, I pray that as he preach your word, Father God, that you will give us enlightenment, Father. Open up our ears and open up our hearts, oh God,
mm-hmm.
that we might come to know you better, Father.
Yes.
And then, oh God, I pray for First Lady today.
Yes.
I pray that you will be her keeping and her saving grace, oh God.
Yes.
I pray for the first family in a special manner.
Yes,
and then, Father God, I pray for each and every member of the heart of God. I pray, Father, for everyone that is tuned to you today, Father. No matter what the mode of communication might be, Father God,
yes.
I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will touch their hearts and their minds.
Yes,
and Father God, we are grateful just to be here one more Sunday. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. And we pray in Jesus' name that you will get all the glory this day, Father, that your healing will come forth, oh Lord, that your joy will fill our souls, oh God, that we know, Father, that we have been in your presence,
yeah.
and we will forever give you glory.
Yeah.
We will forever give you praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will forever lift you up, oh God,
yeah. Yeah.
for thou art worthy, oh Lord, to receive glory we honor and praise. And we love you this morning because you first loved us, Father, when we were lost in sin and iniquity and didn't know which way to turn and where to go. But it was your love, hallelujah, Jesus. It was your love, hallelujah, Jesus, that brought our sin debt and paid it in full. And for that, we are grateful this morning that we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise because of who you are and what you continue to be. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And we thank you, Father, for these and all blessings. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We thank you for listening to the servant's prayer. Amen. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen. We know that we are praying church. Amen. It's good to know how to get a prayer through, amen. Every now and then you gotta go to the Lord, amen, and prayer, amen. Say, Lord, I need. I talked last week about help me, Lord, amen. You can't get a big prayer through, you just need a couple words, amen. I was telling Dr. Lindsay, amen, back in the study, amen, that I had a bad tooth ache on last week, amen, but the Lord was able to allow me to get through the week, amen, and still be able to preach on last Sunday, amen. That was one of them prayers, amen. My wife looked at me and said, you in a lot of pain. Anything I can do, I said, I'm hoping to pray, amen. And, God eased the pain, amen. We were able to get through, amen. I know some of you have been through some trauma, amen, and some drama, amen, lately, amen. You needed to get a prayer through, amen, but we thank God, amen, and we can pray one for another, amen, and he'll come see about his child, amen, and we thank God for the power of prayer and his healing power, amen, amen. There's a song we want to sing this morning, our communion Sunday, amen, that will remind us what Jesus endured for our sins, amen. He did it on Calvary's cross. So we want to sing hymn number 79 this morning, and that is entitled At the Cross. And too many times I think we forget about the cross. And all of our sins were paid for on Calvary's cross. Somebody ought to say amen. That we got all our pennies together, we got all our money, and bought all of it, amen, and just as it ain't enough money. You don't have enough to buy salvation. But at the cross, Lord have mercy. Jesus paid it all. Amen. For your sins and my sins. Amen. He took care of our sin debt. And so we need to remember, amen, what was done at the cross. And the first verse says, at last, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I?
Yes.
And the chorus is, at the cross, where I first saw the light.
Yes.
And the burden of my heart, what? Rolled away.
Yes.
It was there by faith, received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. This oldie but goodie, y'all. Let's sing it like we know it. Amen. And did my Savior bleed? And did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, here I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. Was it for Christ that I have done? He rose upon the tree. Amazing did he grace. is unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. The drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Hallelujah. At the cross. Amen. Your sins and my sins were dealt with at the cross. All the burdens of my heart rolled away at the cross. Amen. Justice demanded that I should die. At the cross, Jesus made me free. Amen. At the cross, amen, when everybody said that you wasn't good enough, amen, Jesus, amen, thought enough of you to die for you. Songwriter said he thought that I was to what? Die for at the cross. Somebody ought to say glory to God, amen. When everybody else turned their back on you, God was the one that stood up for you at the cross. Come on now. At the cross, he said, I got you, my brother. I got you, my sister. You might have been down in the muck in the miry clay, but at the cross, he picked me up and turned me around and wiped my slate clean and cleaned me up, gave me a new heart, gave me a new walk, gave me a, at the cross, gave me a new thought. At the cross, let me know that he loved me at the cross. Unconditionally, at the cross, turn my situation around. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Savior? At the cross. Yeah. You've been a whole lot of places, amen, in my life, amen. Some places I should have been in, some places I shouldn't have been, but at the cross. Have mercy. The sin debt was paid at the cross. Case closed at the cross. Paid in full. Dropped the charges at the cross. And the songwriter said, now I am happy all the day. Got a few aches and pains, but I'm still what? Happy all the day. Got a few problems, but I'm still happy all the day. Got a few ups and downs, but I'm still happy all the day. Amen. Because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah. At the cross. Hallelujah. Give him a little more praise this morning. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. And get excited about what happened at the cross. Amen. I don't know about you if you ever went somewhere. Amen. And you didn't know how you was going to make it. Amen. But God brought you through. God paved your way. God turned your situation around. Amen. Have you ever been down and you felt like you couldn't make it and God came in and turned that situation around? Amen. You ever had a problem, amen, that you couldn't seem to solve? Amen. And God solved that problem. Amen. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He's a problem fixer. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God today, amen, that at the cross, where I first saw the light, amen, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was an amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. See, I once was lost. I must be the only one that was lost. I once was lost, but now I'm found. But was blind, couldn't even see. But now what? I see. Amen. At the cross. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Amen. And when you think about that thing, amen, you was on your way, amen, to a rest, a resting place for the unsaved. Amen. But God stepped in right on time. Amen. And made a way, amen, for us to be able to get to the cross. Amen. So now, amen, what we claim the blood, We claim the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Amen. So when you get in a bad situation, you claim the blood. Anybody claim the blood of Jesus? I'm claiming the blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary's cross. Amen. It's covered by the blood. Isn't that good news? Amen. The devil trying to say this, the enemy trying, somebody still trying to say that, I'm claiming the blood. It was covered by the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, at the cross. Amen? Amen. We're going to see if we can get, amen, some of our callers this morning, amen, that have a testimony. We're going to go to our first caller this morning. Last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, I thank God today because I will trust in the Lord until I die. And so I thank God today for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for his love. I thank God for the strength that he provides to me, for he is my refuge and my strength. I thank him for all of the healing virtues that he has provided. And I thank God for being a prayer-answering God, for truly he is an awesome God, a mighty God. He's a great God, and he's an amazing God. And so I thank God this morning for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that leads me and guides me and teaches me. And so I just thank God this morning for life. I thank him for health. I thank him for strength and everything. And so I thank God for you, Pastor and First Lady, and my church family. And I thank God for my family, for truly God is still in the miracle working business. And God
yes,
is still a healer. And God is still yet working miracles in all of our lives. So I thank him and I praise him this morning. God bless you and have a safe day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Amen. Our last four digits. 7351. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn. Good morning, First Lady and Heart of God family. I just so happy that I'm able to be here and thank the good Lord for all the good things that he has done for me and for all of you. But I also want to share this with everyone. I think I have kind of hinted before, but I'll just tell it like it is. Thank the good Lord for all the years that he has given me, and I thank the good Lord for the Lord allowing me. I contacted glaucoma back when I was in my 40s, and now I'm in my 70s, and I'm still looking and seeing. Even though as I get older, of course it gets a little worse, but it's not bad as it could be or might be. I can still see. So I just want to say thank you, dear Lord, for all of these years that you have given me. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to watch over the church family and my family and my friends, and continue to stay by us all, and we will always be faithful to you and praise you. To God be all the glory. And I just pray that we are here next week so we can say the same things. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you for your testimony. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank the good Lord that allowed us this morning to stand up on our feet and open our eyes up to a brand new day and give another second chance to stay above this ground. We said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us that you have brought us a mighty long way. And we praise your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for testimonies of Christ we see out there. Thank God for you and your faithfulness. Amen. We're still here praising the Lord, and so we are trusting God that He's going to continue to bless you and your family. So we thank you for your steadfastness and everyone that continues to call in, continue to worship with us. Whatever means you're worshiping, we thank God for you, and we pray God's continued blessings upon you. Amen. Knowing that the Lord will make a way. Amen. Somehow. Amen. And we thank God that we had a little heat wave this weekend, amen. But God got the air on in the church, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. 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 God is a good God, amen. Yeah. I don't know about you, amen. I'm like Reverend Spike. Tell me what he can't do, and I tell you what he can do, amen. 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 Speaking about Reverend Spike, amen. Praise her family. Amen. They're having a bout with the COVID, amen. And we know that everybody say they finished with COVID, amen. But a little breaking news, amen. COVID ain't finished with everybody. Amen. So we need to be as safe as we can. Do what we can, amen. To do our part, amen. And trust God that he's going to do his, amen. Amen. So I'm going to have another slide. In prayer this morning, amen. Continue to pray for President Biden. He's on a trip to Asia. Pray for our Vice President Harris and all of our congressmen and women, the House and the Senate, amen. There were a lot of primaries that are going on in the United States of America, amen. Pray that God would have his way, amen, in these times of primary, times of election, and please, man, please, sir, make sure you pray and ask God who and how you should participate in the civic duty of voting, amen, and God will let you know, amen, who to vote for and things that we would like to remain the same and things that we would like to have changed in your community, amen, and we have to be a part of it, amen. I'm thinking about my mom and dad this past weekend, amen. Every time primary season comes around or voting season comes around, they were always involved, whether it was in registration, whether it's polling, whether it's wherever they needed to be, amen. They were participating in the process, amen, and they taught all of their children, amen, the importance, amen, of participating in the process of voting and knowing your situation and your community and your neighborhood and trying to look out not just for yourself but the good of the community, amen. And so they were very, very active in that. So we just encourage everyone, amen, and don't take it for granted, amen, that if you don't participate, somebody's going to do the right thing on your behalf. Amen. Amen. They're dependent. A lot of times people are dependent on you not taking advantage of your franchise, your right to vote. Amen. And they'll do things and say things and then do anything and everything but what to help you in the community. Amen. And we want to make sure, amen, that that is not the case. Amen. Too many people have sacrificed down through the years, amen, for us to have the right, amen, the privilege, amen, to be able to vote, to let our opinion and our concerns be known, amen, and to strive for people that we would like to elect that would represent us and our community in a manner that is pleasing, amen, in the sight of God and that's well-benefiting to all. I mean, equity, amen, not just for one particular group or another particular group. Amen. That's not how a democracy should be. Amen. So please, man, please, sir. Amen. Don't let that opportunity pass you by. Amen. It's very important to participate because it it doesn't work out the way you said or you thought, amen, and you didn't vote, not too much you complain about, amen. Amen, amen. But continue to stay active, participate. I remember our president, it was the 44th president of the United States, President Barack Obama. He would get up and he would talk and people would boo. And he said, don't boo, vote. And that's what he would always say, don't boo, vote. Because booing ain't going to do nothing but make a bunch of noise. Amen. He would say, don't boo. Well, amen. I'm not here to tell you anything or who to vote for or whatever, but you don't participate in the process. You have no reason, amen, to complain. Amen. Amen. So we want to make sure, amen, get to know what the platform is, get to know what they're talking about, get to know whether they're telling the truth over here, telling a lie over there. Amen. You can find out. Amen. Common knowledge, you can find out. Amen. So we want to pray for that time, pray for our church, our extended family members, pray for one another, continue to pray for all of our teachers that are finishing up the school year, pray for our children, amen, pray for all of the frontline first responders, continue to pray for churches everywhere that open in the name of Jesus, just continue to pray for your neighbor, amen. We would have love and kind and care one for another. Amen. Because, Lord have mercy, we need some love and kindness and care in this world. Amen. Amen. Many people are driven by hate and lies and misinformation. Amen. And are doing the wrong thing. So we pray that through the power of God's prayer, God's people, amen, that we can bring about a change through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would lead us in prayer at this time. Thank you on mute.
Yes, I'm here, Pastor. Father, we come thanking you for the new mercies of this day. We come thanking you for your unfailing love. We come thanking you for your faithfulness unto us. Oh, God, we thank you for another opportunity to have a talk with you, for we know that just a little talk with you will make everything all right. Father, we thank you, for there is none like you, awesome in power and working wonders. Oh, God, there is no failure in you, Father God, because we've seen you work miracles, oh, God, and healings in the lives of your people. And so, Father, we ask that you would allow your angels to guard us in all of our ways, that you would calm our fears, and that you would bring your peace to our hearts and to our minds. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, oh, God, for who you are and what you are in all of our lives. And we come this morning, Father God, thanking you for the opportunity to praise you. Oh, God, you've been so good to us. You kept our minds, you kept our bodies, you kept our spirits strong. Oh, God, bless your people this morning and continue to hold us up with your righteous right hand, Lord. Oh, God, speak to the hearts and the minds, oh, God, and the spirits of your people this morning, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, Father God, for just giving us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to stand strong in you, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for everything that you have ever done in our lives, Father God, because we know that you are a mind regulator, and we know that you are a heart fixer. And so, Father God, we ask that you would just, oh, God, touch your people this morning, allow your healing hands to continue to rest upon us, and that you would heal us, Lord Jesus, from the inside out, Father God. And, oh, God, we ask this morning that you would, God, just continue, oh, God, to give us the strength and the stamina that we need, oh, God, to hold on to your unchanging hand. And, Father, you know the state of crisis that our nation and our cities and our country and our communities and mankind is facing. But, Father, this morning we are putting you in remembrance of your word that tells us that we can cast all of our cares upon you, because you cared for us, Father God. And so, Father God, we pray this morning, Father God, for mankind everywhere, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, for those, oh God, that are in hospitals and nursing facilities, oh God. We pray, oh God, for all of our government officials and all of our leaders this morning. We pray for our pastors, all of our pastors and all of our churches this morning, and those, oh God, that, oh God, are dealing with the COVID virus and other Delta variants and variants that are out, Father God. Oh God, we thank you and we bless your name, Father God, for we know that you are present help in the time of trouble, oh God. And we know that we can lean and depend on you, Father God. And so, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, just lifting up, Father God, those that are prayer warriors, Father God. We lift up, oh God, those, oh God, that need a special touch from you, oh God, this morning, Father God. There are those that don't know which way to turn this morning, Father God, but we know that we can turn to you, Father God. And so we thank you this morning, and we bless your name. Continue to lead us and guide us and strengthen us and keep us, Father God. Oh, God, that's the apple of your eye, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning, and we give you praise this morning, Father God. We pray for our pastor this morning, Pastor Anthony B. Kason, Sr. We pray that you will continue to build him up on every leaning side, that you will prop him up where he's weak and build him up where he feels he's torn down, that you will strengthen him in every area of his life that he needs to be strengthened in. And so, Father, we pray, oh, God, this morning for our First Lady, Father, that you will continue to be her pillar of strength, Father God, that you will continue, oh, God, to keep Heart of God Baptist Church, oh, God, together, oh, God, and strengthen us, Father God, in unity and in strength, Father God. And, oh, Father God, we pray, oh, God, this morning continuously for Deacon Anita Bryce, Father God, and all of those, Father, that have different illnesses, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and we praise you and we bless your name this morning, Father God. And, oh, God, we come this morning confessing that we have sinned and we've fallen short, Father God. So forgive us for any sins that we have committed, whether it's in word, deed, thought, action, or reaction, Father God. And, oh, God, we just thank you, Father God, for just loving us, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for being a God that we can go to anytime, anywhere, any place, oh, God. And, oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for just holding us and shielding us and protecting us, Father God, from the enemy, Father God. Oh, God, you are our all in all, Father God. And so we pray for all bereaved families this morning and all families that are near and far, Father God. Oh, God, we pray for war-torn countries this morning, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, this morning, Father God. For truly, Father God, we need to hear a word from you this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we thank you for your word this morning, Father God, because your word is truth, power, and strength, Father God. And so we give it all to you, Father God. We lay it all at your altar this morning, Father God, because, God, you know what we stand in the need of, God. And you know, God, what our hearts are feeling, oh, God. And, oh, God, we just leave it at your altar this morning because we know, Father God, that we can leave it there, Father God. The word it says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, Father. And so we're leaving all of our anxieties, Father God. We're leaving all of that at the altar with you this morning, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you can take care of it, Father God. And so, Father, we just thank you this morning, Father God, for your healing power that you have demonstrated over and over and over again in all of our lives, Father God. And there is none like you, Father God. And so, Father God, what shall we render unto you, Lord, for all of the benefits and the benefits that you have given toward us, Father God? But we give ourselves to you this morning, Father God. We submit ourselves to you this morning, Father God, that you can continue to use us as your vessels, oh, God, of light in this world, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, because our lives are in your hands, Father God. Continue to make, mold, and shape us, Father God, into the vessels of God that you would have us to be, Father God. And we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives, Father God. And we ask all of these in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, thank God. Amen. Thank you, thank you, man, for that.
fervent prayer. Amen. You know, amen. Nothing like real talk with Jesus. Amen. You know, amen. God, amen, is the one, amen, that would allow us, amen, to be able to go to him in prayer. Amen. And I don't know about you, amen, but I thank God that somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time, prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. The deacon prayed for me. Had me on his mind. Took the time, prayed what? For me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. And goes on to say, the preacher prayed. Had me on his mind. Took the time and prayed well for me. And I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. My grandmama prayed for me. Had me on her mind. Took the time and what? Prayed for me. And I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. My mama prayed for me. Had me on her mind and took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. My daddy prayed for me. Had me on his mind and he took the time to pray for me, and I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. The church prayed for me. They had me on their mind, and they took a little time, amen, and prayed for me, and I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed.
Yes.
For me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank
just took a little time. Don't take a whole lot of time, but just take a little time to pray for me. Somebody took the time and called out my name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And God is a prayer answering God. God will come through for you time after time after time. And yeah, they wasn't just praying. They was praying because they knew that God was the one that would be able to deliver like that. That God was the one that would be able to perform the miracles that needed. God was the one that was able to turn the situations around. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed, not only for me, but for you, 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 and you. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Yeah. Let's give him some praise. Amen. Had me on their mind. Took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray for me. The preacher prayed for me. Had me on his mind. Took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray for me. The deacon prayed for me. Had me on his mind. And took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. My mama prayed for me. Had me on her mind. and took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad to pray. I'm so glad to pray. I'm so glad you pray for me. My daddy prayed for me, had me on his mind, and took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad you pray. I'm so glad you pray. I'm so glad you pray for me. My grandmama prayed for me. Come on. Had me on her mind and took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad you prayed. I'm so glad you prayed. I'm so glad you prayed for me. My church prayed for me. Come on. Had me on their mind and took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Took the time and prayed for me. Amen. And I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. Amen. They prayed for me. Hallelujah. I tell you. Those songs take you back, amen. Folks need to have a prayer meeting. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Get down on your knees, amen. And they'd have a testimony service before the prayer. Lord have mercy. And they would stand up. Someone would have a scripture, amen. Someone would have a song. Someone would have a testimony. Come on, man. Wasn't a whole lot of people there, but I thank God it don't take a whole lot of people to get a prayer through the Lord. Amen. And they got through the song. Amen. Somebody would come up with another testimony about what the Lord had done and how God had answered the prayer that they had prayed for. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. And when the old deacon would get down on his knees, he'd say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee.
Yes, Lord.
He said, no other help I know. And, oh, Lord, if you would withdraw yourself from me, where would I go? Amen. And then the deaconess, she would shout, thank you, oh, glory, hallelujah, amen. And, amen. The spirit would get to moving in the place, amen. Lord, have mercy. You could feel it, amen, in the middle of the place where you was at, amen. He gets to rumbling around, amen. And somebody else would chime in with another prayer, amen. And they said, don't forget about my grandchild, amen. Now, my baby, amen, is going through some things in her life. And, God, we need you in the worst way we know how. And some kind of way, God, we know that you're going to make a way out of no way. Somebody else in the back would chime up in a prayer today. My husband, and he's able to get out of the hospital and come back home today. And somewhere along the way, somebody prayed for me and took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed
for
me. These folks in a prayer meeting, they weren't praying. They weren't praying, amen. They weren't praying church, amen. They knew the Lord, amen, for themselves, and they knew who to call on. See, you got to know who to call on, amen. You just can't call on anybody, amen. You got to call on the name of the Lord, and you got to deal with people who know the Lord and can get a prayer through on your behalf. Lord have mercy. You got to get to a place, amen, where you know somebody, amen, they ain't chucking and jiving when they go into the Lord, amen. They go into the Lord understanding, amen, that God is the one, amen, that can deliver like this. God is the one that can turn the situation around. God is the one, amen, that can make a way out of no way. God is the one that can keep food on the table. God is the one that can keep the lights on. God is the one that can keep the heat on. God is the one that can take care of the children. God is the one that can pay every bill. God is the one, amen, that will bring you off your bed of affliction. God is the one that takes the needles out your arm. God is the one that takes the tube out your nose. God is the one that will heal your body when the doctor says we don't have a problem anymore. God is the one that will bring that wayward husband back home. God is the one that will watch after those children. God is the one. When you have a relationship with him, Lord have mercy. It's just a matter of time. And somebody said he's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. He may not come on when you want him to, but he's always, somebody said, I know that's right. He's always what? On time. Hallelujah. Give God the glory this morning. If you know him for yourself, give God the glory. This morning, if you know God for yourself, give God. If God has ever done anything for you, right on time, give him the glory. I said, if he's ever done anything for you, right on time. I'm not talking about a little later or a little before, but right on time. Yeah, God is the one. Sit high, lift low. Amen. He's the one that has all the power. That's why in that 24th Psalm it says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has what? Clean hands and a what? Pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul in a vanity nor sworn deceitfully. It says, he shall receive what? The blessings from the Lord and the righteousness of the God of his salvation. In other words, you got to come to God, right? Yeah. You just can't come sideways falling down. You got to come correct. Amen. And when you come correct, you're going to get your blessing. I'll come to get my blessing. I don't know about nobody else. I'll come to get my blessing. Amen. Lord have mercy. Somebody say, he's been good to me. Lord have mercy. I'm coming to get my blessing. Amen. You can walk sideways if you want, but I'm going to have a pure heart and clean hands. Amen. And when you go to the Lord with a pure heart and clean hands, he said, you shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of your salvation. This is the generation of him that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the word says, and the King of glory shall come in. The question is asked, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. You go to him in prayer and watch the Lord fight your battle. You go to the Lord in prayer and watch him turn your situation around. You go to the Lord in prayer and you watch him hold that thing up, amen, until you get through. Watch him turn it around. Watch him heal your body. Watch him, amen, bring you out of the storm. Watch him rock you in the midnight hour. Watch him make a way out of nowhere. Watch him turn it around and around and around and around and around. The King of glory. I'm not talking about just know any king to call himself a king. I'm talking about the King of glory. Lord have mercy. Hey, somebody said, I'm going to get my blessing. I'm going to get my breakthrough. Amen. Right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Prayer. Amen. We want to read a little bit of scripture this morning. Amen. We're going to have our communion. Amen. Lord willing, we're going to go home. Amen. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 1, we will be reading, hearing, amen, about the Apostle Paul telling us about God's grace. Lord have mercy. If anybody knows anything about grace, amen, it is unmerited favor. In other words, God's going to give you something that you don't deserve. Lord have mercy. God's going to give you favor, amen, even though you don't deserve faith. Look at somebody say, favor ain't faith. Lord have mercy. Amen. But it's God's way, amen, of showing us grace and mercy. Amen. Amen. Because truth be known, we all, amen, deserve what we get.
Yes. Yes.
Come on now. Amen. Amen. But God's grace and his mercy, amen, doesn't give us what we deserve. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God's grace has a way, amen, allowing us, amen, to be able to get covered in the blood, amen, and get back into the right relationship with God, amen. Is that all right? Amen. Let's look at chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, and the apostle Paul says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And Paul goes on in verse 2, he says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. And in verse 3, he says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In verse 4, he says, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called on one hope of your calling. He goes on in verse 5, and he clears it up. He says, there's one Lord. He said, there's one faith, and he says, there's one baptism. He had to clear that thing up, amen. And in verse 6, he says, one God and one Father of all, who is above what? All. And what? Through all. And what? In you what? All. In verse 7, he goes on to clarify. He says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of, stop right there. We want to talk about God's gift of grace. God's gift of grace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. Oh, God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified. But most of all, God, you receive honor and glory to your name. Now, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. God's gift of grace. My brothers and sisters, there is something that is the great equalizer to man. And that is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because all have sinned, I don't care how old or how young you are, I don't care from what generation or what part of this globe you live on, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, all of us have fallen out of the proper relationship with God. In other words, God created us in his image and likeness. Gave us his spirit, and he gave us the ability to choose between right and wrong. And, amen, with that, amen, he set parameters for us, and he told us, amen, to follow him and keep his commandments. Real simple, amen. Fathers and four mothers, amen, now from the lineage of Adam and Eve were given the distinct opportunity to him live a righteous life and serve God or live an unrighteous life. But the record says that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So after the fall of Adam and Eve, where they chose to listen to the lie of Satan and fell from the proper relationship with God, they died spiritually, amen? And so everyone that came after them, amen, suffered this thing called a sin nature, amen? And because of this sin nature, man did not have the proper relationship with God. And so what God did was he put in a temporary, amen, atonement for sin. Amen. He killed the lamb, or he killed the animal that was innocent and shed that blood and clothed Adam and Eve, amen, with the coat of skin, amen. And that was a temporary covering for this sin. And God put a plan into action, amen, that the only one that would be righteous, amen, would be his son. And his son came down through 40 two generations, amen, came to a place, amen, where he ministered for some 3.5 years. After that, he was accosted by his own people, amen, taken from judgment hall to judgment hall, used and abused, beaten beyond recognition, amen, yet without sin. Amen. The record says they took him to Golgotha's hill. They put nails in his feet and nails in his hands. They hoisted him on a cross. Amen. And there he paid the penalty, amen, for sin, debt that was owed by this world. So because of this sin debt, everyone that came after Adam and Eve had the same situation, guilty by association. In other words, guilty because of who your mother and father were, and guilty because of the choices that we made. Amen. And because of this, amen, everyone that came after needed something, amen, to help them to be able to get back into the right relationship with God. But in all of our righteousness, in all of our giving, in all of our trying, in all of our wanting to get back, there was something that prevented us. It's because all of our righteousness in the sight of God is but filthy rags. In other words, we didn't have enough money. We didn't have enough righteousness. We didn't have enough wherewithal. We had no way of getting back into the proper relationship with God. If we approached God, we couldn't approach him the right way. So what God did, amen, from his holies of holies, he thought it not robbery to come down through 42 generations, take on flesh, amen, live as we live in this earth, amen, yet without sin, go to Calvary's cross, shed his blood, die, be buried, and resurrected again, so that we might have the right to eternal life. You do recall in the Garden of Eden that God drove him out, man out of the garden, amen, and placed cherubims and swords so that man could not enter into and take a part of the tree of life and live forever in sin. And so what God did was he made a way for man to get back to the tree of life where he can be in the right relationship with God. And so his son, amen, became poor that we might become rich. His son, amen, gave up glory, amen, so that we might be delivered from the power and penalty of sin. And so what Paul says, we need to understand that because of God, his son, his Holy Spirit have done this, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. He said, one Father, all is one. They work together for your deliverance. What Paul is saying here, amen, is that you ought to act like you've been saved. Lord have mercy. How in the world are you going to say you've been saved and you still acting like your devil is your father? How are you going to say, amen, that you are saved and you still cussing and fussing and stealing and lying and cheating every single day? How are you going to say you've been saved, amen, if your walk is just as bad as the sinner, amen, that's never been saved? And so Paul was writing to the church in Ephesus and saying, y'all say y'all saved, but y'all ain't acting like y'all saved. So he says in that verse 1, he says, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called. In other words, act like you got some home training. Anybody parents ever told them that? Your parents ever told you that? Act like you got some home training. Act like you representing the name. Don't go out there and run the good name through the mud. Amen. I remember First Lady used to tell that to the kids when we used to go out to other churches with the children, amen. She said, you don't want to embarrass pastor in the church. Don't run the name, give heart of God a bad name by you going on that and act like you have been taught, because you have been taught, amen. And that's what our parents tell us. You have been taught. You know better. And if you know better, you should do better. Don't go out and tear your tail and act like you don't have no good home what training. Anybody got ever got in trouble, amen, because you didn't act right? Amen. And the word got back to your parents before you got home, Lord have mercy, that you didn't act it up, amen, and you got in the door and so-and-so to call me and say you was acting up. What you crying for? Ain't no sense in crying, amen. Some parents didn't beat clothes. They said, take your clothes off, I don't beat no clothes, and crack it, tat, 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 amen. Because call that child of you now, Sister Juanita. You're not going to do that no more. Amen. Oh, damn mercy. We got whoopings. Amen. 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 We got whoopings. They ain't take but one or two good ones. Amen, amen. And you understood it because they got to the seat of your understanding. Amen. And you understood, amen, that they weren't playing. And if you messed up, you was going to get it. Different age, different day. Now we put people in time out and we talk to them. And we take them to counseling and we ease them with them while they got bust upside your head and kicked you and called you everything. But mama and daddy. But we do not lay hands on them, amen. We counsel and we talk and we do time out and we do alternative means because we do not want to abuse them, amen. Even though the Bible says that if you spare the rod, you will spoil the child. But I digress. I digress. I accept. And so Paul in verse 2 says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. The problem of the day is that the church folk act worse than us day folk because we don't love each other. There's more fighting going on in the church. You can't say amen to that house. Then folk in the street know how to treat each other better than the folk in the church. They throw their hat in with the church. I love the Lord. I'm going to come and I'm going to join up with the church. Amen. And folks been in the church all their life. They're the first one to hit them upside their head. Boom. You can't say that. Boom. You can't do that. Boom. You can't wear that. Boom. You shouldn't do that. Boom. You doing this. Boom. You can't say. Boom. You can't that. Boom. You can't do that. Boom. They're like, what in the world is that doing this place? Every time I come here, I get hit upside the head. But God said, y'all need to act better than that, man. Because ain't nobody else coming to the church. Because you got to, with lowliness, verse 2, meekness, with long suffering. I ain't trying to wait for the microwave 30 seconds. You talking about long suffering. Forbearing one another, what? In love. In other words, having understanding for people when people aren't 100%. Anybody in here 100% all the time? Anybody in here lovely all the time? Anybody in here make it right all the time? So he's saying the reason you need to do this in verse 3 is endeavoring to keep the unity of the what? Spirit in the bond of peace. There's nothing like peace. You can't put a dollar amount on peace. People who have billions of dollars are going and losing their mind because they don't have peace. They dying and getting on drugs and whatever because they don't have what? They can have all the money and all the riches and all the fame and all the relationships, amen. But if they don't have a peace of mind, amen, it don't mean a whole lot. Because, amen, it keeps them up at night. I was an entertainer, amen, that grew up in the 70s with Michael Jackson, amen. And the only way he could get to sleep was for somebody to give him medication that people take to go into surgery. General anesthesia. He couldn't get sleep, regular sleep. So he had to have a doctor bring him general anesthesia to get him to go to sleep, because when he tried to go to sleep, his mind was racing and he couldn't have any peace. So he said, I need to be under general anesthesia, amen, so I can get some sleep. All the riches, all the fame, amen. But celebrity after celebrity, people was not celebrity after celebrity. They go through these things because they don't have peace. And God says, I want you to love each other because I want you to understand there's a bond of peace that the Spirit of God brings, amen, that will keep the body of Christ together. There's nothing like a worse than a church body fighting against the church body. It's ugly. It's mean. It's nasty. And the enemy ain't got to do that but sit over there and do like this. Yeah. No peace. no spirit, no love. I ain't got to worry about that, church. Go on to the next. Do the same thing. Tell the person that comes in there, don't say good morning to her because she didn't say good morning to you last Sunday. And that's all it took. Amen. Not knowing that she had problems, amen, with her father and her mother. She was tired when she came in. And she didn't mean not to say good morning to you, but her mind was preoccupied with what was going on with her family. And you was in your feelings, amen, because you had issues on your job. And so now, because she didn't say good morning to you and you have problems on your job, y'all got beef in the church over one good what? Morning. And so she got girls. She got a clique and she got a clique. This clique don't say good morning to this clique. This clique walk by this clique. This clique walk by this clique. This clique pray for only them and don't pray for only them. And the enemy over there ain't did nothing. Everybody blame the thing on the devil. He said, I ain't did nothing. Don't blame that on me. Y'all got to own that. Don't blame that on me. Amen. All I said was don't say good morning. Y'all got this Holy Spirit thing going on. Amen. You got that Holy Spirit thing on. Y'all just speaking in tongues, rolling around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody said, don't get mad. And now the church split. Amen. So somebody is making fun. They don't blame that on me. Y'all give me too much credit. Amen. But he says, Paul says, now I need you to understand in verse 4, there is what? One body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. He says, one Lord, what? One faith, and what? One baptism. I didn't make this thing difficult. God didn't make this thing difficult. It's cut and dry. Amen. All of y'all need to come together under what? One body, one faith, one spirit, and one baptism. There ain't but one way. Amen? Can I say it like that? There ain't but one way. I know there isn't but one way, but it ain't but one way. And this is what God said. Now, this is what Paul said. Now, this is what the proof is in the pudding. This is what's going to tell on you. In verse 6, he says, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and he asked the question, and what? In you all. So if he's in you, you're going to act like, amen, he's your father. Amen. See, when we were growing up at 72:16, there was a certain way that James and Dennis behaved. And if you were a kid of James and Dennis, amen, there's a certain way you expected to behave, a certain way you acted. Amen. You could tell that was Jim and Janice's children. Because they're going to do certain things a certain way, but they ain't going to do this. And everybody knows what their children are going to do, amen. I know my child will do this, I know my child will do that, but my child ain't going to do that. Amen. They ain't perfect. I know they'll do this. I know that. My wife said, I know my child was talking to their mouth. Because I talked to their mouth. But they're not going to do X, Y, and Z. You know that. You know your child. And so Paul is saying, if God is in you, amen, you're only going to act a certain way. Amen. If somebody says good morning to you, you can't say good morning, and you get wind in your jaw, if the Holy Spirit is in you, it's going to be a conviction somewhere. Do I got to wait? That thing going to beat you down. Amen. You can act the fool if you want to. That thing be whipping you at night. Man, I shouldn't have said it. Ah, man, I knew I should. Ah, man, I slipped up, shouldn't have said it. I knew I'm wrong. Amen. And whatever you trying to do, you trying to get in a hurry to go to that person and say, forgive me. I said it wrong. I shouldn't have did like this. Amen. Please forgive me. I love you. I don't mean to say it. I'm not going to do that. Amen. If he is what? in you. If he was in you. And you say, well, how do I do that? How do I understand how to do that? Talking about the old man in this chapter. You got to let that old man die every day. That old joker that was ready to fight at the drop of a hat. That old man that would get an attitude. Anybody ever got an attitude real quick? Just snap up old attitude. Amen. Don't take long for that old man to come back either. Let somebody do something to you, you tired and you irritated for something else. And you done jumped all over the person, amen, and it ain't got nothing to do with what they did. Am I the only one? I must be the only one, amen. Amen. It ain't nothing to do with anything they did. They did a little minor infraction, but somebody had beat you down, messed your mind up, amen. And so now they said something, didn't do something small to you. How do you like that? Hurt. Like wolves. And you're like, oh, Lord, where did that come from? I done let this thing get away. I done said the wrong thing at the wrong time. And now you're taking a beat down and you feel bad, amen, and you can't sleep and you're trying to go find the words to say, how to call or talk or tell somebody that you didn't mean it, amen. Hoping that they'll forgive you. And so Paul is saying, we got to watch out for that old man. Because that old man doesn't build up the body of Christ. It tears it what? It tears it down. And so if you look at, and I'm getting ready, I know we got some time. If you look at verse 25 of this same chapter, he says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And then verse 26, Dr. Lindsay said, be angry and what? Sin not. Let not the what? Sun go down on your wrath. And then this is, Sister Randolph, this is the one that everybody takes for granted. But it's in here. It's in here. Amen. He can't do nothing. The devil can't do nothing. Not that you give him room to do something. He has power, but he doesn't have all power. But in verse 27, this is random. He says, neither give place to the what? The devil. This is one either. You know, you set the plate, you know, you set the silverware and everything up for the family. He put the plate in, a knife and a fork and glass and napkin, amen. You set it around the table. You have a setting for family gathering, amen? Right? Don't get an attitude because somebody that was supposed to bring something or do something, amen, didn't bring something or do something, and so now you back in the cupboard, get the place setting, and setting it up, what? For the devil. He can't come to the table. Now, did you go in and grab the plate? Go in the drawers, get the silverware, glass, napkin, amen? And invite him to work. We got a place for you. Come on in. Amen? And now the family gathering, amen, is off the chain with no peace, amen, because somebody what? Gave place, what? To the devil. Open the door, invite him in. Have, you know, you pull the seat out for your, just never get over like that. You put it down like that. And they sit down. Oh, thank you. And, oh, oh. Now he's got a plate, what? At the table. Been invited. Up to listen. Folks set a place for the devil when they come to church every week. Everybody drive by like you would go and pick somebody up and pick them up and come to church in the van or your car, whatever. Amen. Drive by, go and boom, boom, pick up the devil. Open the door, folks, got a ride. Come on up, sit in the front row. And so the, so you come in and say, who in the world gave place what? To the devil. Is that what it says in Ephesians 4, verse 27? Neither give place what? To the what? Devil. And you know what he starts sowing? He starts sowing lies and garbage at the place you gave him. Go ahead, Mary. See? I told you. Watch you the preacher that breath. They're going to give you a wing. You know you work hard all week long. They're going to give you a wing. If it was me, I'd get up from the table and go get my own chicken. Lord, you gonna give me a wing? I thought we was family. Don't sit at the table. Stirring up trouble. Y'all know people like that. They'll sit at the table, they'll stir stuff up. They ain't meaning nobody no good, but they turn it up. Amen. Because we gave what? Please, what? Paul is breaking it down, and we'll cover this some more next week, but he's breaking it down of how we should act and behave, carry ourselves, because God's grace, if you go back to verse 7, but not everyone is given grace according to the measure of the gifts of Christ. In other words, God has given us everything we need. Dr. Lindsay said he's all sufficient, said he's more than enough. So God's grace will give you what you need to be able to deal with every situation that comes your way in a godly way. It's not going to be easy, but you got to start cutting people out. You got to start busting people up out of here. You got to stop getting attitude so quick. Amen. You got to stop getting in a situation in your feeling. Because the Bible says be angry and what? Sin die. You got to watch that mouth. Watch that attitude. Don't get into a situation where they say, I thought she was a Christian. I thought he was a preacher. Look at him. But God has given you enough grace, and so people have the 10-second rule, people have the 20-second rule, people have a count to 10 rule, people have all kind of rules where they say, let me count to 10, let me take a deep breath, let me call on God's grace, because God said in his word in Ephesians 4, verse 7, that he has given us enough grace to be able to handle the situation, whatever. You might initially want to take somebody's head off. Snatch them. The old person would handle it like that. Amen? Some of us were good at cutting folks out. Attitude. We knew every cuss word in the book. From A to what? Z. And back again. Amen? Some folks still know how to get folk right. I'm going to get this straight right now. Get the black woman's head thing going. Head, hand on your hip, and your finger, and you put them together like this. Amen. And probably they start getting loud. And so God said, I'm giving you the grace to be peaceful in the midst of all of this stuff. But you got to rely on God's grace and not your old person. Because your old person is going to get your behind in trouble. One sentence will mess up your life. Amen. He says, speak the truth. Be ye angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on you, upon your wrath, and neither give place to the devil. He's sitting over there talking about wait for him, wait for him, wait for him, wait for him. Ready, ready. There it is. She gone. Now somebody has put their hand on somebody. And now it goes, it's gone silent. Right? And the devil over there talking about, my foot. Yeah. Let me take care of that. Need you a place to go take care of that. And now you're not taking care of it the way God would take care of it. You're taking care of it the way you what the devil would take care of. Anybody ever been there? Where he was like, man. And you got to slow down. Because you know if he do so-and-so, I tell my wife and say, I'm going to go over here and leave this thing alone. I'm going to leave the situation. Because you did something to my child, something to my family, and I ain't always been a preacher. And that old man will come up every now and then. Amen. And the devil's like, give me an opening. Give me an opening. Give me an opening. Give me an opening. I said, no, God's grace. And we go somewhere and pray and calm down, come back, and do it in a godly way that will bring about peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. The gift of God's what? Grace. All of us have it, but we got to use it. He ain't going to force us to use it. But remember that verse 27. Don't give place what? To the devil. It's money. Don't set him a place. Don't set him a place. Don't just keep on going down the street. Amen. He might knock on the door. Avon calling. Hello. Amen. Just keep on going down the street. Don't bring him in. Set that table for him. It'll be a guest hard to get rid of. But if you have grace of God, you'll be able to do that thing. And if you ever did get angry, go and straighten that thing out before it's too late. Amen. Don't let the sun go down. Amen. Straighten that thing out right away before it starts festering and get like a fire and take off. Amen. Straighten it up real quick. Amen. But that's what happens to church. That's what happens in the church. Amen. It's folks aren't using God's grace to save, but they're even acting like they saved. They put in place for the devil to come in and to disturb the peace. Amen. Amen. Gift of God's grace. We'll talk a little bit more about this later on this year. Amen. Amen. There might be someone here today that doesn't know Jesus and the free pardoning of this sin. It doesn't know him as Lord and Savior. It doesn't know his grace. So we send to you an invitation today. You can come and you can know him. Amen. You can receive his grace. Pay that penalty that he bore our sin. And if you are here today and you want to receive him as Lord and Savior, doors of the church are open. And you can come and you can receive him. Again, the Bible says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. It's a long way to go. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, amen, will open up a place for you, allow you to get to the throne of grace so you can be saved, because we're saved by grace, through faith. Amen. And if you, by faith, accept him and receive him, he will come in and he will suffer with you and he will mold and shape you. Amen. Allow you to be able to be loving and caring and kind and long suffering and all the fruit of the Spirit that goes along with that. Amen. And that you will be a representative child of the King. Amen. Amen. And you'll be able to walk like him and talk like him and be a good example. Paul said, walk worthy of the vocation for which you called. And you'll act like you have own training. Amen. You act like, amen, the child of God that God has called you. Amen. All right. We're going to get ready for our communion this Sunday. Amen. We are thankful
for another communion service on this fourth Sunday in the year of our Lord, this fifth one of the year. And we're going to say our church covenant. And as we say our church covenant, we're going to pray over the elements, and then we're going to ask Reverend Lindsay to come assist us with serving the bread and the fruit of the vine. So let us read our church covenant. It's the reason why I got my church covenant, just because of what we studied in Ephesians 4, so we can care and treat each other the right way, and that we have peace in the church. Amen. Having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, we do now, in the presence of God, angels in this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrine, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel to all nations. We also engage to maintain family and secret devotions, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagement, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, to be filled with the Spirit and not drunk with wine where it is excess, and to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. Be further engaged to watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember each other in prayer, to aid each other in sickness and distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy and feeling and courage and speech, to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. The more we're engaged then, when we remove from this place, we will as soon as possible unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. Simple words, covenant that we will make with each other. God for the fifth communion service. And you know what, Lord, we're heading right into the summer. And that's the end of the year. Let's pray. First of all, God, our Father, we thank you for allowing us to come to the fifth communion service in the year of our Lord 2022. Father, we pray that you will bless each element, that you will bless the bread that symbolizes your body that was broken, and bless the cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. For me, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was enough for me. I know it was enough. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it. Oh, yeah, was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. And come to another union service, and this is what Jesus left on record for us to do, that we should do this in remembrance of him, amen. And he sat down with his disciples, and he observed the Passover. He also observed, amen, the institute of the new covenant, or the new blood, and they observed what was left on record of days of Moses when people were delivered from the hand of Egypt in bondage, where God sent plague after plague, and then the tenth plague was the death angel, and then the death angel would come and heal the firstborn of everyone in the land, except those who had taken the blood of animal that he had killed and put it on the doorpost and the lintel. Record declares that when the death angel saw blood, that he would pass over that household and they would be spared that death. So they observed that Passover, that covenant, that promise for God, until the point or the moment that Jesus instituted the new covenant with the new promise in his blood, that he would become our Passover lamb. His blood would cover our sins, that we would be spared from the power and the penalty of death. So he sat down with his disciples that night, and he took bread and blessed him, break it, and said, this is my body, which is broken to you. Let us eat together. And in like manner, after they had supped, took the cup of the fruit of the vine, said, this is a new covenant, a new promise in my blood. As you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. And the record did not indicate that it was an addiction, but they sang a hymn and went out into the Mount of Olives. As you go out into the Mount of Olives, remember God. Grace, his gift of grace, and remember, there is power in the blood. I know it was the blood. That's it. I know it.